Up next is a Friday Compassion Radio Classic program. The broadcast you're about to hear, featuring Dr. Norm and Cher Nelson, was originally recorded in August of 2015. On today's Compassion Radio.
For me, one of the most heartbreaking things about that article was a quote at the very end where one of our Christian brothers said straight out, "There's no hope. We've lost hope."
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Hello and welcome on in to this Friday edition of Compassion Radio.
We have no shortage of options these days when it comes to our media choices. Whether you're listening to this program on your local Christian radio station, or perhaps via podcast or some other means. And along those lines, each media source tends to have its own bent or bias on what end of the spectrum it comes from, right?
In the following classic Compassion Radio presentation, Dr. Norm and Cher Nelson discuss coming across a powerful article that appeared in the New York Times that touched them both to the very core. Listen in and find out why. Here's Dr. Norm Nelson.
My friend, today you're going to hear what I think is a unique program of Compassion Radio. By the way, I've been here since the beginning, and so I think when I say it's unique, I know what I'm talking about. You're going to hear about a situation in Iraq today, and an article that was published by the New York Times in its Sunday magazine of July 26 that has stirred me to the very bedrock of everything I believe in as a follower of Jesus and as a minister of the gospel. But I do ask you this, please listen. Listen carefully and respond. I don't believe I've ever given a message that I believe in more passionately than what you're about to hear. Okay, Cher is in the studio with me today. And Cher, I want to ask you a question. What would be your response if I told you right out of the blue that the New York Times, in its Sunday magazine, had produced the most extensive, comprehensive, and I would say stirring, accurate presentation of the persecuted church in Iraq? what would you say about that?
Well, I would probably ask you if you were sure you were looking at the right thing. But since I have read the article, my reaction is, this is unbelievable. It's not written by someone who seems to be from the outside saying, oh, isn't this too bad? Christians are disappearing. This seems to be written by someone who really cares that the cradle of Christianity is being emptied of believers.
Yeah. Here's what's on the cover. There's a picture of a destroyed image of Jesus on what appears to be an altar with a cross off to the side. And the wording on the cover says this: Christians in the Middle East are being forced out of their homes, enslaved, and killed. And then comes what I think is the most profound question imaginable. Why is no one coming to their aid? Honey, that just breaks my heart, because there is a profound sense of truth in that statement. And it stirs my heart. As you know, obviously, you and I have been to Iraq. I know you've been there several times. I've been in precisely the place where this is all taking place. Mm-hmm. It is the most horrendous thing I can imagine. And that is to see this, as you put it, this more or less cradle of the Christian church in the country where, before it became Iraq, sent the gospel in the 8th century A.D. to China. They took the message of Jesus Christ, the Nestorian church, with a tremendous outpouring of missionaries. They went all the way across Asia into China and planted the seeds of the gospel in China. Mm-hmm. And look at what's happening in China today. It may become the most Christian country in the world within our lifetime. But this is the place right now where Christianity is about to disappear. And as the journalists or whoever arranges the covers for the New York Times magazine, Sunday magazine, asks the question, why is no one coming to their aid? And then on the inside, honey, it says this, and the title of the article is The Shadow of Death. But then at the top of a picture, I could describe it, but it would take me too long right now. It makes this statement. Christianity was born in the Middle East, but with the rise of ISIS and other extremist movements across the region, its very survival there hangs in the balance. If that doesn't stir us up as followers of Jesus, I don't know what does, what can.
Well, let me ask you the same question. Why do you think it is that no one is coming to their aid?
In a way, I have to say this. And I don't like saying this, but we are a distracted church in America. We have been distracted by political action groups. And you know there's some issues in the area of American politics that both you and I are very much committed to. The matter of abortion, in effect, is the same thing as what we're seeing going on here. Individual human beings being eradicated one after another when they have been brought into this world by an action of love and through the miracle of birth, which was set up and established by the God that we love and we worship. The same kind of eradication is taking place because we are distracted from what is happening to our Christian brothers and sisters, not only in Iraq, but all over the world. We have all the means available to us imaginable through the internet, through all kinds of social media. We have everything imaginable to bring what's happening to our attention. And we here at Compassion Radio have been talking about this for years. But in general, our churches are out of the loop. For some reason, we get letters from people and comments that say this. Why haven't our pastors told us about this? Why are we not praying for the believers who are being destroyed? Why is this not a major issue that's going on? Imagine right now if a nuclear bomb fell on Jerusalem and we saw the threat of the eradication of the nation state of Israel. Our spiritual heritage as Christians is rooted in the Old Testament, in the God of Israel. And if that witness, that testimony of the nation of Israel was eradicated in some fashion by force, there would be an uprising of Christians all over this country and all over the world. But somehow, because this involves those who are beyond the nation state of Israel, we're simply distracted. We don't understand what's going on there. It's the only thing I can say at the moment. I don't understand why our churches are not talking about this every single Sunday. I think it's a travesty. And as you know, I believe that we're going to be answerable if this happens and that the Christian church, if it is destroyed in this cradle of Christianity, we're going to have to answer to our God for our inaction and our lack of caring for what's happening. Is that clear enough? I say that with a great sense of sadness, but I also say it with a great passion.
You're listening to a Compassion Radio classic presentation with Dr. Norm and Cher Nelson, and we'll get right back to it in just a moment.
Speaking of Norm, when you get a minute, be sure to visit us at CompassionRadio.com and see the loving tribute that's posted on our front page. It would mean so much to us here at Compassion Radio to hear from friends like you. Stay tuned for an announcement at the conclusion of today's broadcast regarding a celebration of life for Norm that we want you to be part of. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back to the program.
And as much as money, they need a sense that we care, that we know it's happening, that a ministry in radio that has 1,000 outlets all over the United States is talking about this. Just that awareness on their part will give them a great sense of encouragement. And I think a ramping up of their own courage as they face the terrible destruction and violence against them that's happening. We need to stand up with courage and support courageous Christians who, because they have not given in to a demand that they convert to Islam or that they flee the country or they will be slaughtered. Many of them have had to flee the country, and they're living in refugee camps in the border countries or along the borders of Jordan and Lebanon and in other places around the world, even up into Europe and so forth. They have had to leave their homeland. But I have met Iraqi after Iraqi, Assyrian Christian after Assyrian Christian, who have told me, we had to make a decision on the spot. We had 5 minutes to decide. Were we going to repudiate our commitment to Jesus Christ and convert to Islam or not? And we said, we will not convert. We had 5 minutes to get out of our homes. We had to leave everything we have in this world and find some place where our families could survive. That is the kind of terrible situation that our brothers and sisters are in. We should be feeling this at the core of our being as Christians. I don't know how to put it any more succinctly and passionately than that.
For me, one of the most heartbreaking things about that article was a quote at the very end where one of our Christian brothers said straight out, there's no hope. We've lost hope that things will ever be any different. Now, do we fault them for losing hope and faith in their Almighty God? Or do we fault ourselves for not bearing their burdens with them and lifting them up in prayer to where their faith wouldn't waver?
How many times have I said this? We confess, as biblical Christians and as those who understand what Paul wrote in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians about the organic union that we have with believers everywhere, that we are a part of one body, and that when one member suffers, all the members suffer. We're not suffering. And they have a right to expect that we will suffer with them. We draw on the very identity of this ministry, honey, Compassion Radio. Compassion is a feeling. The word compassion, where come, C-O-M, which means with, and passion, which means feeling, is intended to convey the notion that we share the suffering of those who belong to us. They have not felt, and it has not been sufficiently communicated to them, from what they believe is the superstar community of faith and community of Jesus in the world, the church in America. They have not felt that we care. Honey, I sat down in a tent and I said, I want you to know that people in America, Christians, those who stand with you, they sent me here. And they sent me here to tell you that they know that you're here, that they understand your suffering, that they care about you, that they love you, and that they care enough to send me to tell you, face to face, person to person, arms around each other, in that very face to face personal manner, that they care about you, that we care about them. And a man got up, walked across the room, put his hands on my face, held them there, looked me straight in the eye, and said, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." And with tears in his eyes, turned around, walked back, sat down in a chair across the room, put his head down with his head in his hands, and wept. And his entire family was there. Mother, father, children, everyone saw him do that. And I have been in tent after tent after tent where Muslim people receive encouragement. You know what happens, honey? I know you know that this happens, but I need to say this. ISIS is watching. They have a social media apparatus that is stunningly effective. It's shocking. Many of us didn't think they could do this, but they're doing it. They are watching to see if we care. And when we don't, when they see that we're not willing to suffer with our Christian brothers and sisters, to put ourselves in harm's way on their behalf, when we don't have the guts and the commitment to stand with them, they are emboldened and they laugh at us. They think we're phonies. And their commitment to establishing an Islamic state in the very place where Christianity took root at the very beginning is an absolute mockery. Our Assyrian brothers and sisters in Christ, if they believe that we don't care, then they say, "Thank you, thank you. We accept your invitation to destroy the community of faith from which you were created."
What if our pastors out there decided to take this up with their churches and started bringing it to the attention and to the hearts of those in their congregations? What could be done? What could they do? What could they suggest to their people? How could we stand up together and do something? What would that something be?
They can pray, and that's not the last resort. That's the first thing. That's the sign that they really do, in fact, care and believe in the power of the gospel. Secondly, as my dear friend Jack Hayford has said in his wonderful book, prayer is enforcing the victory of Calvary. We need to enforce a victory, honey. And it starts with prayer. We have to get away from this addiction to comfort and entertainment and the distractions that keep us from becoming involved. We need to write letters. We need to give to organizations that are going, that are doing something there. Compassion Radio is one of them. And we've been active in Iraq for about as long as anybody has been. We have been in Iraq from top to bottom. We were there before the war, we were there after the war, and we are there now. And I believe that we can make a real difference there, and we can help to ignite a passion within the churches in our community here, but all over America, where our listeners are hearing this program today. We need them not just to listen, but to respond, to give, to become really and truly the body. That's what we can do. The moment is now. It's interesting. One Assyrian says, "We've been here as an ethnicity for 6,000 years and as Christians for 1,700 years. And there's a little old woman, 91 years of age, sitting along with members of an Assyrian militia, courageous Christian fighters who are ready to stand up against ISIS. What we need, though, is a response of compassion and through the Courage Coalition, a community of courageous people who will give to the point of sacrifice, we can make a difference as our listeners respond to this passionate appeal.
The preceding program was originally presented on air in August of 2015.
Friends, we're going to celebrate Norm Nelson's life and incredible legacy, and we want you to be there to share it with us. This memorial service will be open to all of our Compassion Radio friends, especially those in Southern California. It's going to be held on Sunday, May 28th at 2:30 p.m. at Lutheran Church of the Cross in the city of Laguna Woods, California. Please call an RSVP at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Let's gather together and celebrate Norm's life. Come ready to join in powerful worship and bring your friends with you, especially those who love to sing. Meet the Compassion Radio team and meet other Compassion Radio partners as we come together to celebrate the life of the Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson. Once again, that's Sunday, May 28th, 2:30 p.m. at Lutheran Church of the Cross in the city of Laguna Woods. Get the details at CompassionRadio.com or by calling 1-800-868-2478. Thank you, and God bless you.
Friends, as you hear this, Sandy and I are on a mission of discovery to Eastern Europe. So please be praying for us that we'll see and hear everything that God wants us to. I know that a whole lot has changed in the 30 years since I last traveled there. And it's not just the unparalleled freedoms people now enjoy in these former Soviet republics. We've heard about and are determined to see for ourselves the unprecedented outpouring of revival on the youth of Eastern Europe. The Word of God is making inroads in all facets of society and is causing a great awakening. As we meet new friends, we'll be reminding them about you, our Compassion Radio partners who are praying for them in their new spiritual springtime. So please, don't let us down. Do be praying for God's work in Eastern Europe. And thank you again for how you give to make the name of the Lord known in all the corners of the globe. We know you have 1,000 places where you can give each month, and that you choose us humbles us. We're very grateful. We continue to make progress on funding each of our vitally important projects and to bring you important stories of breathtaking scope because you make it possible. I can't say this enough. Compassion Radio does what no one else does, and we help those who take the Great Commission seriously. So I'm going to ask you again with all sincerity, would you join us? If you never have, now is the day to do it. Jim Governale will tell you how you can get started right away and help us to remain on the air as your radio voice for global mission. Thank you so much.
In the country of India, Christianity has grown by millions in the past 20 years. But for all the good preaching and brave missionaries, in many places, something is holding them back from planting healthy, growing churches. It's not political or religious opposition. It's something much more simple: a lack of quality Bibles. For years, we've reminded our partners, like you, that it is estimated that every Bible sent to mission hotspots ends up bringing 5 new believers into the kingdom. And guess what those 5 new believers need in order to flourish in their new faith? You guessed it, their own Bible. So until the entire world has heard, there will always be a shortage and a need for more Bibles. And that, my friends, is good news, because we can do something about it. Where it rains Bibles, the church grows, and it grows fast. And this month's project partner is doing something about it in an extremely cost-effective, Great Commission advancing way. And that's why we are so excited to have teamed up with an amazing organization called Bibles for the World. With your compassion and help, this month we can join with Bibles for the World in their Great Commission mission to bring the Word to more villages and language groups that have never had or held their own Bibles. Each bundle of 50 Gospels of John can be printed, delivered, and distributed for only $25. And full Bibles can be placed in believers' hands for $6 a copy. How many would you like to send to these precious souls? As you support Compassion Radio and our Bibles for India project this month, We have a token of thanks to help you prepare for Father's Day. For your gift of any size, we'll send you 5 meaningful minutes for dads. This small book packs inspiration, biblical guidance, and prayer starters into 5-minute devotions for dads. And by the way, we still have copies of the 5 Meaningful Minutes for Moms booklet as well, for a gift of $15 or more. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our website is easy to access at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll catch you again next time with more Compassion Radio.